Word's out about Dunkin's new brown sugar chipotle bacon breakfast sandwich. A little sweet and a little heat. With four slices of seasoned cherrywood smoked bacon. All on a buttery, flaky croissant made fresh and oven toasted with tasty egg and cheese. When you start your day with some sweetness from brown sugar and a hint of spiciness from chipotle seasoning, you've got a recipe for success. The new brown sugar chipotle bacon breakfast sandwich. Get it before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so due to a few technical difficulties thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we are now officially starting the Death Row Show. So, you know, a lot of bullshit will be happening. But, you know, it's all pretty good, though. I'm in this bitch. Give it up for the boy. Hope everybody drove safe, you know. Or due to Blog Talk's failure to communicate, we probably gonna skip the intro. You know, that's just what real niggas do. No intro tonight. So, we'll go ahead and let my co-pilot in the building, the self-philanthropist, the Candy Crush addict.
Candy Crush is like dot.
It's like cocaine, yeah. Sound. Like you sit there and you play one level, and you're like, yeah, man, I'm about to, you know, put my phone down. And then you play another level, The next thing you know, you still sitting on a damn toilet because you've been playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, because the other day, I didn't know that Monte was gone. I thought he was still downstairs. It didn't seem like I was in the bathroom on the toilet that long. So I tweeted him and told him, bring me some tissue. He was like, man, I've been gone for 20 minutes. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, man, so...
Yeah.
There's no sign of a Candy Crush Anonymous just yet, but we will get some motherfuckers some help. It's desperately needed for those who, you know, play Candy Crush and get the code. So, you know, today's been a great day. As usual, you know.
Yeah, well, let's talk about our host turning 25 yesterday.
Yes, I recently turned 25. Oh, we have another caller in the building. Let me let them in, see what they're talking about. 815, you live. What's happening?
Hey, man, don't be blasting my area code and whatnot.
Who the fuck? How am I supposed to know
okay.
Who it is if I don't play the area code?
Negro,
hey,
who man.
Else is gonna be calling?
Hey, look.
She trying to say you ain't got no fans,
fam. Do you know that I rushed from doing somebody's hair? My hands still smell like activator.
You know.
Wait. First of all,
for a brief second,
is getting a curl.
It's not a curl. It's long story. You know, this is hair problems. You know, I'm also a beautician on the side. Y'all can always come to Chakotay University of Beauty Culture. I'm there 9:30 to 2 p.m., 2 days through Fridays.
See, for a brief second, they caught me off guard.
Yeah, shame the plug.
Are you still getting soul glow, fam? I was unaware.
It was a texturizer.
What?
Yeah, it got real. My
eye glowed. Where the fuck is my margarita glass?
This is fine.
I can't drink tonight.
It's not
a curl. It's not
a curl? Okay.
No.
Was the hair wet?
No,
we
gonna
spend
not
the
wet.
First 20 minutes debating soul glow on the Death Row Show tonight.
I'm just saying, because, like, you're not going to tell me it's not a curl when a texture. Look,
Have you ever had a curl?
Yes.
I would never admit
everybody,
that.
Everybody had a curl. Fuck you.
No, I didn't.
They tried to get me to get one in middle school. They tried to give me a Hawaiian Silky or a Nubia or some shit in middle school. I was like,
you know,
my fat friend Pierre got one.
Yeah.
My fat friend Pierre got one, though.
Everybody.
My best friend had one.
She shredded, nigga, in the auditorium with her big ass and this curl. So.
Everybody had a Nubia back in 95.
You remember they took me to the Gold Street?
I was 8 in 95. I ain't had no curl.
My uncle had a Nubia, faithfully. And he had a gold hand bomb. I thought he saw a note.
How unfortunate.
It started out with the Nubia, and then everybody just showed up with this gold ass streak in the middle of their shit. Or on one of the sides.
739, you in the building.
Damn, it's Tone. You don't know my number by now, dog?
I don't know none of y'all number by heart, so I can't
tell.
Right. The only one I know is Monte. And that's because I'm always half dying, so I know his number for medical emergencies.
That's what the Spaniards would call a damn shame.
Damn, we all have, a button and voice call people. We don't have the first numbers no more.
I know. It's just the fact that she only know Monte number for death reasons.
Yeah,
somebody, we don't want her dying on the premises.
So now that we have Mr. Tone Deaf himself in the building, we need to give him an on-air congratulations on becoming a pappy over the weekend.
Yeah, whoop whoop.
You okay? Oh, and Teresa, who is sitting right next to me, wanted me to personally tell y'all she's highly upset at y'all because she actually stayed up later than normal, waiting on y'all to come over the other day, and y'all didn't.
She should be
mad at us.
But blame why?
She's mad at y'all.
We will not blame Juan.
Waiting for y'all to come.
We will blame Juan, because what was Juan doing when Juan was supposed to be ready to go? Because I talked to Juan 3 hours prior. So how long was I sitting in front of Juan's house waiting on him until I eventually got mad and pulled off and left him after over an hour of sitting in front of Juan's house?
Were you getting jade, bro?
Oh. No response. Oh.
So, it is the debut of a brand new segment that we are going to, get to a little later in the show. We are going to let Nikki tell a story. Now, who knows what kind of story it may be. If you follow her on Twitter, some of them get a little raunchy. Some of them don't really have a conclusive ending. Some of them just well, what happened next?
So the whole thing about y'all don't need to know all my life. Y'all can know a little portion. Give y'all a little something. I don't need to know
Depending
on how drunk I am, I may put you through a Q&A session like I did last time.
Oh,
it depends.
Now, see, the whole thing, let me address something in regards to this raunchiness, because something had happened earlier, and I felt like I was being picked on. You tell one ass-eating story, and it's following you for the rest of your life. Amber said that her twat was funky.
Oh, I retweeted it.
I
told her about all that damn hair. Apparently, she went and had a nice little kickboxing session at Experience Fitness, and she tweeted afterwards that she had to go home and wash her vagina because it was funky, and it was retweeted. And she was like, well, y'all gonna have people not following me thinking that I just got, a funky coochie. But we've all told her about
it.
That big old push.
She said it, though.
Anyway.
I'm just saying. You just can't be telling the whole wide world that your twat's stinking and us not say something. I tell one ass-eating story, and y'all won't never let it go. I refuse for her to go under the radar for having a funky cat.
But see, we mess with Amber about her vagina all the time anyway. So
yeah, it's been going on for years.
Yeah, so she just kind of threw a little bit of lighter fluid on that flame right there. So this will definitely be brought up tomorrow. I wasn't in the mood today, but tomorrow when I'm bored during the day and ain't got shit to do, oh, that will definitely, I'm going to favorite it right now. Hold on.
I am too. I ain't going to let me live it.
Let me go favorite this shit.
But I'm not raunchy. I just like stories, and I've had a great life, somewhat. Had a lot of stories.
Hey.
I was thinking about writing a book, but that's too much work.
I don't have the attention span because so many people just tell me this, and I'm like, y'all don't understand my attention span. I can't do it.
My short-term memory sucks. Long-term is great. I can tell you everything that happened last year, but if you ask me what happened yesterday, I don't remember nothing.
TweetDeck has been acting like a bitch all day. Twitter reports there was a problem favoring. I hate this shit. Yeah, TweetDeck ain't been letting me get my tweets off. They ain't been letting me retweet nothing. They ain't letting me shine today. Oh, Juan. Did you see the ass twerking that I posted not long ago? Maybe about 20 minutes?
Did Bree retweet it?
Yes. Yes, she did.
It just kind of left my timeline.
What's up,
twat wrong?
I'll correct it for you. It's okay.
Yeah. Wait, who? I didn't do that. That's not my page.
Huh?
Oh, I spelled something wrong. It wasn't on my page. Did that say I am Young Fresh? No, I
didn't. Here, I fixed it.
Thank you very much.
My hands really do smell like activator.
Every time you say that, I think you're about to say your hands smell like ass.
Man, that it's been officially 3 years now.
My hands smell like ass, and then it just instantly goes there. I'm sorry.
Is he just so maybe listening? Because he found me on Instagram. Hey, boo. I see you. Still fine.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
No, nigga, that was one time. One time. But hey, boo, he know who he is.
So, thanks to Keith and Juan, I've just made a bowl of noodles in the microwave. I haven't done that in God knows how long.
Yo, I did that earlier. It got real.
They made that shit
my little cousin
yesterday, but I wasn't hungry.
Birthday party planning, and niggas didn't feel like cooking. We got to do all this cooking tomorrow. That's not going to happen.
Y'all cooking tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, my little cousin's birthday. Should be 3. It'll be 4. Yeah. Y'all can bring drinks. I can't drink no more. That's part of my story for the night.
Uh-oh.
After one too many drinks.
What the fuck did you do? You know what? Well, apparently the owner of the radio station has emailed me some questions. So I am going to probably play a song. And then I'm going to go find.
You lost the question tonight.
Right. I lost the questions for a minute.
Because I was about to say, now I saw when he told you that he gave you the questions, so you had ample notice that you had these questions.
Right. They're not lost.
And during story time, I have to log off Twitter because I be trying to read and it don't come out right.
We need the full undivided attention during story time. So I'm going to put you floozies on hold.
Call me a floozy?
Yes, I did call you a floozy, and speaking of floozy, I'm going to play floozy. Just ain't that.
Girl, you ain't the only one that's trying to be my only one. Hold it down, slow it down, just hold it down.
Girl, I'm gonna let you play me. Don't got time for this. And I know you gon' hate me, cause I'm ride, you will find a speed. Don't cry, don't ball, you can bounce on me. I'm a P, what you thought would be? She said, do you? I do, awesomely. The next bitch you'll ever call for me is you spiteful. If I take it here, will you take it there? Don't be tugging my chain, don't be pulling my head. It's the warfare. Oh yeah, I got timeshare in case you wanna go there, bitch. I'm a fly nigga. Stick to the script, fly nigga. Get so flip modes like ride nigga. Pimp my wrist, oh, see my time ticker. Don't front, bitch, this ain't what you want.
Girl, I'm gon' let you play me. Don't got time for this shit.
And we are back. We are now. And guess what?
What the hell? What was that?
Me and that candy crack. That's exactly what that was.
Hey, that was an accident.
Exactly what that was. I told you. She's
addicted. Okay,
can
you get a
fresh? No. Right, see, look, you itching and scratching. You need a hit?
Man, look. I had a rough day, okay? I deserve to play Candy Crush if I see fucking fit.
Well.
Did you find a question?
Yeah, I did find the question. Look, Sam, let me get back into that, okay? I'm out here. I found the question.
First of all, that long-ass pause and period of silence, I was making sure that your ass was still there. Fuck you.
Oh, by hitting me with the Candy Crush music? Like, how can I hear that? Are you playing from a different device than what you're talking on?
Nope, I'm on my phone.
Okay, well, for the look of these questions, they don't really seem too raunchy tonight. They look really standard, but who knows what kind of answers Nikki and Mimi gonna give you. So, the first question comes from a female TDR fan, and she says, "Well, I love big guys, and I recently had what the fuck? Wait, where did that come from? Okay, never mind. I can't read that out." I'll read that later. That looks like that came from. Yeah. Next question, please.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
That question is really funny, too. I'm going to read it later. That'll be the last question. Okay. Here's another one, though. It says, as a woman, have you ever noticed your significant other withdraw emotionally in a relationship? If so, how did you approach him in regards to his withdrawal?
I told him quit acting like a bitch. I'm serious. I called him a diva and told him I was sick of his fucking mood swings and which one of us had a period, me or him. Because it was so constant. It got on my nerves. I eventually found out he had herpes, and that was his problem. But it just, never mind. Tell him quit acting like a bitch.
How would you answer that, Nikki?
You know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I was kind of playing Candy Crush, so I wasn't paying attention.
You know what? Fuck you.
At least
Can you get your shit straight? I'll unmute you. You know, play my band Candy Crush. I'm asking questions. Yeah, you know what?
No, but I guess it just depends. Like, is it a pattern that she's noticing? Like, is he doing it often, or you know, that kind of thing comes into play with it, because it could be a point where there's something going on, so it's not a constant thing where he's withdrawing, so it's like an isolated incident. In that case, just kind of give him a space and let him work through whatever it is, because niggas hate to be crowded. So as much as you want to be there and find out what's going on, sometimes you just got to let people work through their own shit. But if it's a constant thing where, like, every time you turn around, this nigga has an attitude or pulling away from you and all kind of shit, it's some bullshit going on that he don't want to tell you about. So he indirectly pushing you away because he don't know how to tell you what the fuck going on.
Is there a possibility that he one of those download brothers?
Or fucking off during that period. Or his name ain't Orlando, is it? Because it is, he got herpes. Run.
Okay, here's an interesting question. It comes from a male TBR fan.
God fucking damn it. Oh, shit. I burnt my tongue on my noodle. Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
That nigga said, it's hot. Like a spike down. So, the next question comes from a male fan. It says, Mimi, what does it take for me to spoil you?
Oh.
Somebody has a secret admirer.
I do not. Test one to quit playing. No, I'm playing. Believe it or not, Mimi is really, really simple. Like, keep Mimi fed, and like, don't crowd my space. I'm not saying that I'm like, don't like to be bothered or touched or them. I just hate for people to want to be up under me all the time. I'm too paranoid of an individual for that kind of shit. But for the most part, just pay attention to the little shit that you know that I like and do it. You don't have to go all out. Just show me that you're paying attention and you do know what I'm into. Like, I think one of the sweetest Valentine's Day gifts I got was like, here, but it had, the teddy bear was holding a heart full of Skittles. Because everybody know, like, Skittles is my favorite candy. Like, little shit like that. As small as that was, I just thought that was the sweetest fucking thing in the world, just because Skittles is my favorite candy. So, I'm not a person that you have to go, like, all out for. Just pay attention to the shit that I like and do it.
And massage. I'm good.
Massages. Really? If you want to spoil me, give me massages. Every single, because I love that shit. Plus, I'm old and my body hurts. I need it.
Well, you heard it here first. I'm definitely first show. Hoes love Skittles and massages. Twan, if you listening.
Oh, I'd like to add one final thing to that. Drop me off lunch at work.
Right.
Twan,
if you're listening, she likes, yeah, you've been unmuted.
Twan, if you listen to Sam, she
likes Skittles. What color pack? The blue pack? The mystery flavor?
I have a quick question for Nikki.
Yeah.
She said, like, she didn't know that she was unmuted. So if you wasn't unmuted, you was just going to be talking to yourself?
I'm special. No lie. You can definitely ask my sister. I'm special. Like,
oh, we know.
You
talking about Terry?
Yeah. Like, and let me clarify. People, like, are not, don't seem to understand. That is my real sister. Like, we escaped the same womb.
Oh, we know. Both y'all are retarded. Yeah, I got that.
I ain't retarded. Chill out, man. I'm good.
Shit.
I may or may not be a little off every now and then. I could possibly get a check.
I'll admit it, but I ain't retarded. I'm extremely intelligent. Law off, but extremely intelligent.
It's intelligent retard. They be solving puzzles. They be solving puzzles and shit.
Right.
I ain't no rain, you know. I ain't good at puzzles.
Rain man.
That reminded me when I was telling y'all about them retards slipping out of ticket tape yesterday, going nuts over the vending machine. Scared the fuck out of me. I was like, man, please don't. Because they just, some of them, not all of them.
I have
to
ask Terry, can I tell this story? But I do have a story about special people going ham on people. I got to see if I can get approval for a story.
I approve.
The story doesn't involve me, so it doesn't matter.
But this is my
show.
Just
told the story and kept it anonymous, and we didn't even have to know it had nothing to do with Terry.
No. The only anonymous stories have to be involved with me because niggas be stalking my stuff. I don't need that in my life. I got enough problems.
So Terry got beat up by a retard, or what you saying?
No. Not what I'm saying.
Okay. I never thought I'd ask you to put that out there.
Terry attacked somebody?
Terry always trying to attack somebody.
Because we already established that both of y'all are.
We attacked each other on several occasions. I got the scrape on my ear. I will twitpick it later. But we most definitely went at it with each other one night. Told my granny house up. It got real.
She attacked me on the 618 stage at GTO 3.
Was she drunk?
I don't really know.
You know, little people are extremely feisty when we have liquor in our system.
It was one of those, like... It was like it kind of snowballed. It was like, hi, Juan. Then she hit me. Then she hugged me. I was like,
that's
yeah,
how she
hit somebody,
you.
Somebody get this nutcase away from me. Yeah.
Like them little Sour Patch Kids on the commercial.
Yeah.
Sorry. The Sour Patch Kid, man.
She does the same thing to her nephew, who, mind you, is damn near her size. So imagine a grown lady looking at a 5-year-old and they almost eye to eye. Like, hey, neuters, punch them. That's just how we roll, you know.
Hey, man, little people need love, too.
Damn right.
Listen.
Huh?
Would you ever engage in sexual activity with a midget?
No lie, I'm scared of midgets. And in Rockford, like, no lie, if you ain't never been to Rockford, would you, like, really, really, really like midgets? Like, shout out to Steph, because I know he would love to be in Rockford, because there's midgets everywhere. Like, a midget tried to holler at me a couple weeks ago. I'm sitting on the front porch, having a little drink.
Is it like a midget metropolis? Why is there so many midgets there?
Like, no lie, it's a bunch of midgets. And then they drug dealing midgets at that.
I'm out. Nope.
Dude rolled up on a, it was most definitely a little, you know, like a 5-year-old's bike. He rolled up on the bike. It was actually the picture, I posted a picture on Instagram. I was cute that day. You could tell I was a little tipsy because my eyes were closed. And he was like, I like your bun. That's how he kicked it off. He was like, your bun, nice. He was like, you looking kind of good, Miss Lady. And I'm trying not to laugh because, you know, you can't laugh in a little person's face. They get offended and might hurt you. And he
like
was
that,
like, yo, so.
Like on that episode of Martin?
Yes, exactly like that. They all got really, really short arms and fat asses. Like.
Has anybody ever done research on why midgets' asses are so fat?
I was thinking that because I feel like I'm slighted, you know. I got no ass. But midgets. I got height, but they got ass. How that work?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I think there needs
that's
to be a clinical study on why midgets have fat asses.
I just feel like I was blighted. I was a little nervous because dude was like,
he was looking at me like I was a snack or something. I was scared because, you know, little people can run fast, and I had been drinking, and I might not made it.
Yeah, that, and that's the thing, like, you know what got me scared of midgets? Watching Chucky as a kid, because he moved too fucking quick for me. That's why I don't fuck with midgets. Watching Child's Play as a kid. That just fucked me up entirely.
Oh,
I have one piece of fucking jelly left.
The Wizard of Oz. Fuck that game. Fuck that game. Fuck Candy Crush. Fuck it. Fuck that game.
I keep beating the board. I'm on 58, I think. I keep beating the board. But they're like, oh, well, you didn't get the 60,000, whatever. It'll be like 48.
I've been on level 65 for 2 months. Fuck that game. Fuck the makers of Candy Crush. They can suck a sick dick. I don't like the game no more. I can't delete it because, you know, the slight chance of me maybe possibly passing a level is still there, so I can't delete it. But fuck that game.
That's so stressful. Next
time
you understand.
You're going to tell people in the app store that maybe Candy Crush will come with a disclaimer.
Yeah, whoever invented this reoccurring chocolate is a fucking terrorist. That's a goddamn disclaimer.
I had clients at school while I'm sitting there doing a hair, and I'm telling this lady, stop moving, or if I'm going to cut your hair too short. Why is she looking down? Because she's playing fucking Candy Crush. This lady going to go bald over a fucking game. Is this hair to grow back? If you take it off too short, you can just eat it all around? Lady, really? Get your life
in order.
It's a game. Put the phone down.
No, it's not a game.
So a man stabbed his friend during a threesome because he would not switch position.
That's old.
No, what?
I mean, I know it's old. I've been seeing it, but like, what possibly just makes you want to stab your? Are you gonna stab him because you want the front and he won't give you the front?
Talking to pussy, bro.
Like, what is the logic in that?
I'm sorry, but that's too many dicks in one area. Y'all might as well be fucking each other. Because look at a porn. Look at a DP porn. You in one hole, he in the other. Your dicks are going to hit. That's going to happen. Your dick meat is going to touch his dick meat. Y'all fighting swords. Y'all slapping each other.
What
if you come up and you touch this man? I'm just saying, no lie. Like, I know you done watched the porn. Let's see, Jada Fire. Because I like Jada Fire.
That bitch is weird.
Yeah, I'm angry with her still. After how she treated me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. And she blocked me. And I didn't even say nothing.
She blocked me. And I loved her. How do you block somebody that...
I called her my inspiration. And she got an attitude.
I love that lady.
So, yeah. She does not appreciate her fans. Bitch. She's so grateful.
She said she's going to take Rihanna down. I watched that. I will watch that.
She didn't want to join Twitter to talk about sex. Bitch, what do we know you for? We don't give a fuck about your omelet or your flight. We followed you for tips.
We follow you because you sound like you going through an exorcism when you bust a nut. That's why I follow you. It sound like a demon is being exercised about your body. And because you can work up to like 10 feet in the air, follow you. You my hero.
She retired, though. She did retire.
Fuck her.
Right, so I don't follow this.
I don't understand how you retire.
Fuck. What? It's easy. Just ask Jasmine Cashmere. She retired and found Jesus.
When you retire from porn, and then, like, to say you get married and shit, like, your husband want to fuck, do you tell him, no, I'm retired? How does that work?
Right, like... You. This is what you do. This is how you made your money. This is how you made your millions. From cocking your legs open for years and years. Do you know how many
dicks they've had in them?
I don't want to count.
How do you marry a porn star? Unless you were a porn star too and y'all were just fucking around with 1,000 people. That's scary.
Until Mr. Marcus, I just went like, okay.
Oh, he just ruins everything for my life.
Yeah. So like until him,
I can't even watch his videos no more.
How the fuck did that even happen?
Yeah,
he's giving motherfuckers syphilis and shit. But my thing is like.
So you got the clout on the job?
That's what I don't understand. Like, you're a porn star. Y'all getting tested and shit. Like, was he fucking outside people?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was. You know, you fuck for a living. I'm pretty sure that your outside fuck buddies was like, hey, I gotta pay you for this. I can get it for free. So some random skis gave him the syphilis, and then he like, oh, shit, I got this shit. So I'm going to hide my test results. But then with two other heifers, I think one heifer contracted it, and the other heifer just sued him because she could have got it. It's like my nigga.
So y'all don't think it's possible that a dude could have got the clap on the job?
No, because they did shut down the porn industry. But it would have been a bigger outbreak than what it was, because syphilis ain't no joke. I was actually watching Law and Order earlier, and it had a syphilis case on there.
Yeah, and it was fucking with dude brains.
And I learned about syphilis in middle school in music class, because we were watching.
We learned about syphilis.
Yeah, Scott Joplin.
What school did you go to?
I went to Webster, but we was watching Scott Joplin. You know, he's a fucking musician and shit, and that's what took him out, syphilis. So that wasn't the direct lesson of us watching it, but that's how I first learned about syphilis, watching about Scott Joplin and shit. Nigga playing the piano with hands, got the clamping up and shit, and he was fucked all the way up. So you think that's
where Eric Clapton got his name from?
So I damn it, like, syphilis. Syphilis was AIDS back then.
Man.
That was like the first form of AIDS.
That shit is real, son.
I wonder who was the first nigga to ever get burnt. Back in biblical days, who was the first nigga that was like, damn, my shit kind of itchy scratchy?
Because of them niggas was suffering from leprosy and all that shit back then, they probably didn't even know who was the first person to get burnt. Because they was all scabbed up anyway.
Like, I wonder, I thought about that. What if leprosy was, like, another form of STD?
It probably was. Leprosy was the first form of the clap.
That shouldn't take them out.
So you just want to know? Really, bro? I hope they arrest you. Being bald, I'm
not bald right now. I don't have my hair straight. I'm short hair. Don't care. Well, my hair really ain't that short anymore. But yeah, my hair straight. Kind of whipping these butters. Ed is out here flourishing. What y'all know about it? I'm going back pro tomorrow. I can't do this stuff. I don't like doing my hair.
Fuck this chocolate.
Stop the food. Sick. They follow it. R.I.P. to Bernie Mac, one of the comedic legends. Soul Man will forever be funniest fucking movie ever. Come on, get your rims out. Rims. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
That shit. Yeah, he's hilarious.
So, if either of you two young ladies were porn stars, what would y'all name be?
Oh, my name would be Cinnamon.
I had, that's another story for another day. But, yeah.
I need a clip that say you a hoe. Because what was your name be sending me?
Oh, no, somebody actually gave me that name. It was after a great night of sex, and we were discussing, like, if I had cheeks, I'd be a... Huh? Y'all don't think you don't talk after you have sex?
I mean, what kind of conversation do you have? It depends on who you have sex with, though. I mean, if this is significant other, then yeah, you know, you have a conversation about, you know, stuff, but, like, random people, you kind of just kind of got to pack your bag.
I don't have sex with random people. I don't have sex with random people, so what are you saying? I have great conversations after I have sex. Well, back then, this was years ago, I don't have anybody to spoon with anymore.
You don't have anybody to talk to?
I don't have anyone to spoon with anymore.
Well, according to Twitter, Idrina Cece said if she was a porn star, her name would be Sweet Cheek.
Who said that?
Now, I don't know if she has any cheeks to be called Sweet Cheek, so we cannot confirm nor deny.
I don't know what my name would be, but I would have an ocean spray tattoo on my ass.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to mute both you people because I got
so you'd be like Miss Aquafina wet.
I gotta play a song. I'll be back because that just fucked up my entire mood for the moment. I gotta introduce the song first. I can't mute myself. So here's Dooch from CMG, who are now they're known as the thing. Featuring Young Dev and G.I. on this track is called Love Black.
Couple shots to turn it to Beyonce. bitch. But y'all laid back like recliners. Shorty shaking that ass, and I'm trying to get behind her. Yo, bitch look good, but my bitch way finer. She like girls and she be dyking, so I call her Brittany Griner. Hating, that's the no-no. Eating pussy, that's the no-go. She keep asking like I'm gonna change my mind. She get the finger move combo. My dick be jumbo. She jump on my stick, that's pogo. She keep coming back like a yo-yo. I keep coming fast, I hit turn down for what? We in this bitch and we still sipping. No Pow Wow, no Mike Jones. We in this bitch and we still tipping. Illuminati, yo, bitch. Yo, sacrifice your hoe. Yo, bitch, all of my dick, cause my name is G.O.
Why can't I have an ocean spray tattoo?
Because you can't have an ocean spray tattoo.
You're no fun.
That's my. I know a chick who has the Skittles, like Skittles Taste the Rainbow tattooed on her back.
That's so funny that Dia said that, because I was going to say Marilyn Monroe, but then I was like, nah. Like, if one, somebody probably already got it. And if not, it was obvious. So I just stuck with my ocean spray tattoo. Because I don't know what I would name myself. There's so many different choices. Porn stars should be able to change their names like we can change our Twitter name.
You know, like, you change, season change, your name change. Maybe in the summer I want to be cinnamon. Maybe in the wintertime I want to be something a little bit tamer than that. Even though, as I've thought about it over the years, cinnamon sounds like cinnamon spicy. I think it's spicy. I think it's hot. I don't want to be a porn star that's hot. You think of hot, you think of flaming vaginal regions. I don't want that.
I don't think my porn name would be sexy.
Like, what would it be, though?
Like, something related to the IRS or government, because they're the best at fucking people.
Yeah. I'm with the CIA.
I don't know.
I'm pouring there with
probably
the marketing.
IRS, because I can work that out into an acronym for something.
I really suck.
Swallow.
Oh!
I really squirt.
That works.
Wait.
Yes. That works.
Mimi just moaned. That happened. I heard it.
What? I didn't moan.
Yes, you did.
I was drinking. I didn't.
That's your think. Wait, that's your thinking sound? That's how you sound like when you're thinking?
yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's your thinking time. What the fuck?
It's 11:23. Monte got off at 11. I hope he went straight home.
Wow.
I'm in my kitchen. Because I'm in my kitchen, sitting in the chair, and I don't have any bottoms on. And I don't need another incident like we just had on Thursday night. Where is it? Yeah, him and the gang decided to, you know, come in with his key. And I had just finished praying with somebody. So that was kind of awkward.
Wait, did you say you were praying?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. So.
I had to have him once or twice before. Kind of awkward. Extremely awkward. Or say if you fall asleep after playing and then, yeah.
Yeah, that is the worst. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look. It's kind of hard to explain that. No.
Huh. Yeah, I'd have missed the whole little replay of the game, huh?
So this is totally off topic and very odd. But what would you say to a drive-through funeral? Like you go pick up your frosty float, you go view a body in the drive-through.
I've seen that. They have those in somewhere in the South. Was it Texas or somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. It's called grief on the go.
Right.
Yeah, grief on the go. Like, say you got to go to work and you really want
to
go,
yeah,
you know, pay no respects.
I think it works because I remember, like, I had to go and I was trying to do that because they had the funeral. Like, a lot of people have their funerals during the week because it's cheaper than having it on the weekend. And I had to work. And, you know, like, they don't really honor a lot of people dying outside of immediate family with certain jobs. They're like, yeah, that's, you know, sorry about your friend, but you clock in at 8. So in them instances, you can kind of just drive through and view them on your lunch break or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, going on my lunch break, go pick me up a frosty float, spicy chicken nuggets, go be my friend body, come back to work.
Yeah. So I can understand the convenience of it because we shouldn't have to miss out just because, you know, we got to go to work.
Because my company sucks. Shout out to AT&T for being a fuck ass on that note.
So I just looked at the clock. I've been getting a lot of tweets, you know. They want to know, did they miss story time yet? No one has missed Nikki's story yet. So if you're listening now, be on the web, you want to call in, I'm about to, you know, tweet one last time to make sure everybody can gather their thoughts. Because I'm about to let Nikki tell her story. You know, we only got 30 minutes left in the show. I don't know how long her story going to take. I don't know how many times you're going to interrupt and ask the question about the situation. So that's why we say, you know,
grab
the story's for life. Everybody,
gonna be
you know, grab, everybody, you know, grab a seat, come sit around. You know, let me get this tweet off because Nikki is about to tell. Matter of fact, everybody, if you're on air right now, send a tweet out, tell them, call in. Nikki's going to tell the story. It's about to go down.
I actually should have chosen my intro song as something different because the story was based around
rough,
song.
Right, but we had a rough day yesterday, so whatever song you chose, it ain't here.
No, Negro, did you just not hear what I just said? Pay attention.
Hold on.
Anyhow. The story revolves around a song, Atomic Dog. Now, as you may or may not know, my sister was Delta. So I kind of, you know, I used to go out to probate shows and stuff, kicking with the Q's and the Kappas and whatnot. Q's is just fine. Shout out to the Q's, all y'all on my timeline. Hey, boo. Anyway, so one interesting night, a friend of mine had took me to a party. I got all cute and whatnot, had my hair did, and go up in a party. And I'm like, all of these random people, I don't know. Friend happened to be a DJ that I may or may not have dated once upon a time. So I seen this fine chocolate piece of mint. I'm like, oh, he's cute. And, you know, we danced and had some drinks and everything. He was like, oh, well, let me get your number, exchange number. Run into him at another party. This party happened to be a hotel party. Well, get to drinking. Jose's around. And the song Atomic Dog came on. If you have never witnessed the magnitude of awesomeness that happens when that song comes on and in your in a room full of cues, you just may have to YouTube it, Google it, witness it. But shit got real because, you know, I'm little. I'm 5'2", 120. I may have been like 115 in, gained a little weight. Okay. And I just so happened to get picked up. And legs got wrapped around the head. Mind you, we on a dance floor. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking to myself, what's the sex going to be like? He let me know, like, hey, you know, I got a room. I'm like, hey, let's go to the room. Let's go do this. So, nice-ass room because they had, like, cable and stuff. And, you know, the music channel, some music channel, we drinking and kicking it and talking and whatnot. And Thomas Dog came on again. And it was like he went from 0 to 1,000 in 3 seconds. Picked me up. And, like, slammed it. I was like, oh, she's about to get real. My nigga pulled out a pack of halls out of his pocket. If you have never experienced the awesomeness that is a pack of halls when you are receiving some head, it is the greatest experience in your life. I grabbed for everything that was not there. And stuff that was there that probably shouldn't have been moved. The thing that happened is I tweeted a couple weeks ago about me needing to do breathing exercises when trying to give head underwater. There just so happened to be a jacuzzi in the room, and I wanted to be a brave dumbass and damn near drown. Tequila and jacuzzi. And bruised knees because it got real. We went from bedroom bathroom all over the place, tore up that whole little room. I sincerely apologize to whatever cleaning lady had to clean that room up after we left because I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. But giving head underwater is not the greatest thing in the world. It's extremely, it's hard. I can't open my eyes. You're in a jacuzzi. Why did I decide to get in a jacuzzi? Because I was drunk. Bad things happen to good people when tequila is involved. Needless to say, we passed out in the bathroom. Passed out in the bathroom was great. I woke up the next morning with bruises on my knees. Like, it looked like I had got into a serious ass fight. Like, bruises on my knees, the bruises on my back, on my shoulder. It looks like I got my ass kicked, and I did, and I liked it. But the whole thing about it, I've said my thought, and I said I wanted to take swimming lessons again because I would really love to try to succeed in getting hit underwater. I thought it was going to be a lot easier. Didn't happen anyway. He ended up pulling me up from under the water because I think I may or may not have done something that I wasn't supposed to do. Did not have anything to do with his ass before anybody asked. There's no ass play this time. He was not down for that at all. I wasn't going either. But he was serious. Cock rings and all. What the background that is really killing my head. So sorry.
It's fucking me up listening to the story. And it's not mine because they know TV.
Yeah, I was like, whoever that is, can you please mute your device? Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Now, get what the hell I was. After passing out in the bathroom and waking up, hearing somebody knocking on the door, because who was the genius who decided to leave their phone with someone else? That was me. So people were looking for me, thinking, like, oh, she got kidnapped or something. I come stumbling to the door, wrapped in a towel, throw matted to one side. What the hell happened to you?
He happened. He was great. The thing about it is, I lost a lot that night. And the bottom of that jacuzzi, shit got real. I damn near died because I wanted to be experimental. If you feel like you want to do some crazy, freaky type stuff, like go deep sea diving and suck on dick while you're underwater, just don't do it. It's not appetizing. It's not what cool people do. And if you do decide to, get some snorkel gear. Get some eye goggles. Plug up your nose. And then try that shit. But if you inexperienced and you just trying to do some shit, don't do it. I talked to him. I'm also very cool with him, so still. I talked to him about it, and he said it was the greatest night ever. I thought it was pretty awesome. I thought the halls added a great little something to my life. That's never happened again, but shit, you more than willing to try it, do it. Feel free to go grab a pack of the halls, the ones, the blue ones. That nice little cooling sensation on your cat is the greatest thing next to eating a fresh bacon sandwich hot out the grill. It's the best thing in life. But I would have to say that was a tamer one for today, since people want to call me raunchy and say I'm nasty as all hell.
You are.
I may or may not. I am not. Look, I'm a wholesome young woman.
So, like,
I'm wholesome as all fuck.
So he dived in with some cough drops?
Oh, yeah. My nigga, if you ain't never did that, I bet you that bitch will fix you breakfast in bed. Fresh squeezed orange juice and everything. If you ain't never tried, you got to. It's like, I never, you know, you done heard the Pop Rock saying, oh, let me go get some ice real quick. Ah, I'm going to get some frozen berries or something. Go down on you. But don't go down on the chick with some frozen berries, because the shit, when it unthaws, it gets all mushy and the little seeds get stuck. And that's a yeast infection waiting to happen. Not that I know, but I heard. That's another story that I got to, I'll tell that one another day. But halls, the greatest thing ever. Listerine breast strip ain't going to get it, though.
Always, always talk about getting relations, you know, getting the oral with the halls and shit. I just be so overly concerned with my pussy smelling like menthol. Is this a certain kind?
You know what? It's the blue one. I don't know what the blue one is. It's the blue one.
Menthol is green, ain't it?
Yes, the green one is the menthol one. The blue one is like a icy something or other, and it's great. It's like...
Wait.
It's
menthol.
We're not talking about cigarettes, man. Menthol is in car.
I'm sorry. That's all I heard was menthol. Yeah,
menthol is in cough drops. That's what that stuff, when you know, get to breathing and you can breathe clear now, that's what the menthol is. And open up all that.
Yeah, the blue pack of cough drops is like a winter mist type shit.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, and this goes along with the gum story that I told on Twitter before, the center of the cough drops, they do get sticky. Like, when you bite down into one of them, that little inner part is like a oozy, sticky kind of thing. Don't keep the cough drop in your mouth until you get down to that part, because that's going to be one mad hoe. Because
it didn't happen, but I thought about it after the fact. If that were me and that piece did get stuck down, oh, nigga, you diving for it. You going to stay down there until every last inch of it's off. Come up for air later.
So you approve of niggas diving in the box with cough drops?
Oh, I'm definitely about that life. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't hear of people bringing a lot of things to bed. You know, there's whipped cream, and you may get you some chocolate sauce and some strawberries. I don't really know how I would, you know, feel if I was at work and got a text message like, "Hey, babe, get a pack of cough drops," and if you're not sick.
Don't ask no questions. You thinking too much. Just do it. Don't ask questions.
Don't think about it.
Don't ask no questions.
Go for it.
Don't. Just do it. Not in all situations. Some situations, just leave alone. Just say no. But it's like, "Hey, babe, can you bring home some frozen mangoes or something, or some cough drops, or get me a bottle of Listerine?" And you like, "Dang, I just bought the cinnamon kind last week. Well, we need another." Just do it. You never know what she might have planned. But food in the bedroom? No. My nigga, no. Don't bring no whipped cream near me. That shit's sticky. And you're not putting that on my cat. No. That's a yeast infection. You bitches and wanting to put random sugary sweets and stuff up in your shit, you are disgusting. You're going to be farting out honey buns and biscuits. Not okay.
I read on my Twitter timeline, apparently Amber commented. They said, "Niggas been on that." So, like, what brave nigga has those?
Amber doesn't give a
shit.
He has no say-so in life. Amber don't even give head.
No, she woke up with a dick on her lips.
Right.
I don't know. She hit me with the block-on-block combo, so I don't know. I don't follow her no more. She hit me with a block-on-block combo, and it was all down here from there. Apparently, she was tired of me and my smart comments.
I mean, this Twitter is full of smart comments.
Well, duh. That's what I said, but hey, whatever. But I'm just saying, you can't talk about what people been on when you ain't even been on a dick. Not do that.
That was so
totally
funny. She just woke up with a dick on her forehead.
I mean, hell, if that's the only way that he's going to get his meat licked on, then I don't blame the man.
She deserves it. It's just funny. Then he was like, "I'm getting tired of this shit."
Did you hit the Captain Morgan pose on her?
Like, you know why? Like, how do you just strategically, like, I'm trying to envision that. Like, do you squat on her face? Do you lay with, like, do you curl up in a seal position over her head and put your dick on her face? How do you do that?
Imagine that. That just sounds funny. Well, yeah. Matter of fact, what's his Twitter name? Can we get him on the show? Because he's got to strategically explain how he put himself in that position.
Yeah, like, no lie. Like, I seriously want to know now. Now that it has been brought up, how did you put your dick on her forehead?
That's easy, especially if she fell asleep on the couch or something.
Yeah, like if she fell asleep on the couch. But picture that. I'm laying in the bed, and there's a dick on my forehead. Now, I don't sleep right on the edge. I sleep probably in the bed. I sleep all over the bed.
But most of the time, I'm directly in the middle. Why? Because I'm forever alone. That's another story. But
well,
you would have to, like, climb up on the bed. And,
well,
like,
I didn't want to sleep on the couch watching Law & Order. And I got slapped in the head with it. But he had that hang thing, so it wasn't a big deal.
Like, you got a monstrous hole. Shout out. Look, dang, I can't even say it. And it's actually, my mouth just watered a little bit. But one of my followers, I had spotted it out, like, a couple years ago up in his abbey. He had on some white cargo shorts. And I seen it straight through his shorts in his abbey. It was great. And then I synced it again because he had sent it to me. And it was great. Now, he can most definitely, like, just be standing over you. And his dick just going to sit right there on your head. It's just going to sit there. That's how, like, I see that happening with certain people. But, like, I would love to know, like, how did he place his dick on her head?
Let me ask her.
Was it a crouching position? Was she, like, is she a wild sleeper? So, like, her head was, like, near his nuts and something, and he just was like, fuck it, I'm putting my dick on her head.
Maybe we can get Amber to come on the show and explain how she woke up with dick on the brain.
That's what it looks. I wish I did wake up with dick on brain. That was a great start to a morning. You got morning breath. Your mouth is already full of slob. Go ahead and lick on it. Go ahead.
As great as that is, that just sounds really disgusting when you break it down like that.
You know your mouth all moist and everything when you first wake up anyways.
True.
So your mouth is already warm and gushy and ready for the taking. Go ahead and give it up.
So what you're saying is you like to be mouth rape at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I wouldn't object it. But, like, no, like, don't just try and ram your shit down my mouth while I'm asleep. That you might get your shit bit.
He was standing. Yes.
Oh. Well, I hope she topped him off that morning. I hope she did. Because if you just let a fine piece of meat just hang there and not do it.
She really tweeted it.
Huh?
Mimi ain't got no common sense whatsoever.
What?
Oh, you're not paying attention to the timeline, Nikki?
You know what? I'm really not. I'm doing a couple of different things. I don't know if I said this already. I got a 4-year-old birthday party that I was in the middle of working on for tomorrow. And I'm actually looking at my son's fish because I think I might have killed this one, too.
Hey, no. You hear the death threat show or not?
Holy shit. And then I'm watching headline news.
Was he kneeling or was he crouching? It was like crouching tiger, hidden paw, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds damn, like, sounds pretty damn interesting. And see, I can't look at my timeline because then I get all off track because my timeline be doing some stuff. Even though I do see several notifications right now.
Okay, he was standing.
And a couple text messages in. I'm kind of scared to open up. Huh?
asking questions.
Okay. So it is 11:50, and by that estimation, it is time that we say goodbye for the evening.
What the fuck? They don't ever tell me why she gonna report me as spam, because I asked if he was propped up or lying flat since he was standing.
I would like to thank Mimi for coming through, as always. Shout out to Nikki. Hopefully she'll be back. Hopefully she'll have another great story for us next cruise that we on, which would be...
And the thing about this next time, I had to tone myself down today because people kept telling me I was nasty. I'm not nasty. I just have great stories. That was a wild story.
Really. Everybody tuned in for the story, so, you know, she'll be back next time. And she'll have more ideas for you.
I don't have ideas. I have a great plan.
You want to talk about, I will too. Man, wasn't Mr. Rogers a pedophile? That's neither here nor there right now.
RIP Mr. Rogers. Never proven.
Man. He had too many jackets. And, like,
I know
he's
gonna let that man sun his square if he want to. I know he's gonna let that man flex one time in his cardigan. You niggas out here wearing, I got a rant about that. Niggas out here wearing fucking headbands. Frank Ocean, just because Frank Ocean do it don't mean you niggas can do it. Shit's not okay. I seen a nigga on Facebook earlier who had on fucking camouflage shorts and a fucking red, white, and blue hoodie and then a fucking cap of red, white, and blue headband on. Not okay. You look terrible. You look gay. You look sparkly. It ain't cute. No.
Matter of fact, we're gonna have Mr. Rogers' name on the board for the next time that he comes through, because she has stories, and we're going to listen to them. So I would like to thank everybody that came through tonight and listened to Nikki and her foul mouth, raunchy ways. Shout out to Nikki. So. She was just going to be watching UFC with reckless abandon. She gets the boot. Well, we finna close anyway, so. Like I said, I thank everybody that came through. Make sure y'all check me out the next Tuesday. I'm on, which, by my calculation, should be not the 9th, but the 16th. I shall be back in 2 weeks. Nikki's going to tell us another story. We're going to ask some random questions for the Death Threat cast and crew. And if you notice, I did it all on my own. I made it because DJ Tone has been fire. Anyway, I'd like to shout out everybody that came through. Shout out to the Death Threat crew. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. ToneDeathRadio.com for Tasha's Taste. And I believe Hazel's Mouth. We'll definitely be on the run. Then on Thursday, Mr. Tone Deaf be in the building, sound dropping. Friday, my favorite poet, my favorite pusher, his DMV live in the building, doing the poetry push. So make sure y'all log on. Anything that's Tone Deaf Radio, you can find it at ToneDeafRadio.com. I am Young Fresh, and I'm out of here. So make sure y'all check me out July 16th, Deaf Fresh Show. Same Death Time, same Death Channel. Shout out to Nikki coming through and telling a story. And we just going to end it like this. Keep on the track, on the track, on the track. Yeah.
Okay, north side, my nigga, north side, where the street numbers get thrown high. Man, these summers keep going by, and these niggas still on fire. Still on we gotta fire. Make that cake, gotta pay for a view. I'm in a tight fight. It's on my life, but I burn these mechs if I can't get right. I wasted the money, your future not looking too sunny. And if the shoe fits you out, money, take a ride through my city. Take a look at these niggas that I'm with, and you can tell they ain't worried about nothing. Got a singer that I don't sound like I'm from the mill. Well, what the fuck do I sound like? These hating niggas so blatant with the man, they ain't rapping my sound right. And they say they can't keep up with the flow that I got. I'm sorry, I ain't no dumb nigga. Slow it down if you want me to. I bet niggas still can't fuck with them. I done cleaned up the flow like a janitor. Got your bitch going faster than Danica. I be in the days, no calendar. I needed that money, seen a way to the bins, and I ran up a nigga. We surpassing all of that whack shit. I got hearing you waxing. Made my mark with no accent. No accident, I'm heavy, cause no one is half of this. Get it, it's half of this. Like Ali, I'm with the cash shit. Long as they make it, I gotta get some more. I'm after dollars like decimals. Before I jump the ship, I wreck the boat. You can act around the flow, rap of the boat. Oh, set and regime, you match your whole set in that beam. I'm chilling with a dream. I know why they got big headed like Gina. These rappers don't wanna face me, then I got it again. I'm turning track down, I'm like Tina. But I lean on a nigga, codeine. I'm hope nobody gon' need him. Put a bitch on her hook if she fishing. In the way that she want up on us, it's like she on commission. Nigga, ride a soul. We here. I stand up, nigga. Somebody tell them bring a podium in here. I'm shining like Goldie, finna throw me some gold in each ear. With they yodel, like Chloe is there. When you look up and you see me, can't say you ain't see it coming. All of my shooters on that different stroke shit, it'll let out something you can feel drumming. 41-4, RIP La Gucci. Living a life that they might make a movie. Got the rims off set like a camera crew. And if you fuck with the director, then they might get to shooting. We here.
A matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.